This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases hit new records in the United States as swaths of Italy returned to lockdown Friday, with the resurgent pandemic continuing its march through Europe. The U.S. recorded a third day in a row with deaths above 1,000, while more than 120,000 infections were reported, smashing a daily record set the day before, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In Europe, the World Health Organization's regional director said COVID-19 was surging on the continent, putting it above Latin America and the Caribbean in infections. With that surge, straining health systems in many European countries, Greece has announced a nationwide lockdown in the hopes of stemming a rising tide of patients. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis acted before infection rates reached the levels seen in many neighboring countries because, after years of financial crises that have damaged its health system, he says the nation can't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as some others had. Mitsotakis adds, "We must stop this wave, choosing once again to take drastic measures sooner rather than later." Countries across Europe have imposed tighter restrictions in recent days, but some experts feel the measures were too slow in coming. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Slovenian police say they have detained 10 people following violent protests in the capital against lockdown measures designed to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. Several hundred angry protesters Thursday threw bottles, flares, and rocks at the police, who used tear gas and water cannon to disperse them in a rare riot in what is usually calm Alpine nation. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com, or you can download our app. From Washington.